Shabbos Yerushalmi, corresponding to Shabbos Bavli, Ayin Ches. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Nun Hei Amud Aleph, on the 11th line, Mayim Kedei Lashuf. Mayim Kedei Lashuf Esa Kilayus. The Mishnah taught that enough water to rub the Kilayus. Amar Blaza Hadadad Amar Be'elein Maya Zitala. Abam Be'elein Zidan Kedei Latich Kanei Meducha. Blaza says that this refers to water that comes from dew, but our regular water is sheer enough to rinse a mortar. And Mishnah says that the sheer for all other liquids of the Revi'is, wastewater the sheer of the Revi'is. And the Abba Vashem of Chista, Vadafna, Vadapana, Mibais, Labais, Yimas Nisa. Abba quoting Chista said that our Mishnah discusses one who cleared wastewater from house to house. We shouldn't agree that the sheer of the Revi'is, if he does not need it and clear it out to which is a rather he exempts because of the concept of Malacha Shena Sicha Magufa. Rav Shimon Omer, Kulam Revi'is. Rav Shimon says that the shear for all of them is a Revi'is. Meshivim Chacham Rav Shimon, Esher Leimah Devash Revi'is, Vachometz Revi'is. Chacham countered Rav Shimon, can you say that the shear for honey is a Revi'is, and vinegar, which is far less important, is also a Revi'is? Who Mesev Loin Kemad Is Lachain Kola Ichlim Mestalfim Yelegrigeres Veshegeg Kain Ois Anan Islan Kola Mashkim Mestalfim Revi'is. Shimon says this is as you hold that all foods join to a Goygeres, so I hold that all drinks join to a Revi'is. The Amu Kola Shirum Halal Ha'ilu Ela Lematsniehem. The Mishnah said that all of these Shirum are for those who save them. Abu Manan Matsniehem Kol Shehen. The Rambam said they all agree that for those who save them, the shear is kol shu, any amount. The Tani Kain al Rav Shimon lo nemru kol ha'shirim ha'ilu ela mitzvayehem. And we bring a support that the Raisa says according to Rav Shimon that all these shirim are for those who did not save them, just they took them out. Ela mitzvayehem kol shehen, whereas for those who save them, the shear is kol shu. The Tani Kain al Rabbanan lo nemru kol ha'shirim ha'ilu ela mitzvayehem ela mitzvayehem revi'es. The Tana taught this way because it said Matzniyeh Hain, which to mean that others save them, due to Rabbonon, meaning to say that one who saves does not affect others. Rav Shimon disagrees and says that all these Shurim are for when someone saved them, but if no one saved them, just people took them out, the Shir is a Revi'is. And we come now to the next Mishnah, Halacha Beis. Amoitzi Chevel Kedei La'aseh Menu Oizen Lakupa. The shear for a rope is in order to make a handle for a basket. The Gemara says, Kedei La'aseh Telai L'Nafra Nekra. The shear for a reed is to make a handle for a hanging sieve. Rabbi Yehuda Imei Kedei La'aseh Menu Midas Min HaLakotan. Yehuda says it's in order to measure a child's foot for the sake of making shoes. Niyah Kedei L'Chdev Alav Kesher Mochzin. The shear for paper made from leaves is to write a receipt for the tax levied by the master of the river on all who cross. Amoitzi kesher muchsin chayev. If one was moitzi a tax receipt, he is liable. Nya mochuk de lachrich or pi sluchis katana shall apply to him. The shear for a paper that has been erased, if one cannot write it again, is in order to wrap as a cork around a small bottle of fragrance. The Gemara says, adadat omel behein rekicha. From Behain Kshaya Kadela Rashel Beitza Kala. The Gemara says this discusses soft ropes, but for hard ropes, the shear is to fuel to cook a light egg. The Gemara says Kadei La'aseh Talui Benafa Lekvara. The Mishnah said Gemi is in order to make a handle for hanging a sieve. Adat Amel Behain Gevaya Behain Baraya La'aseh Shnei Batim Benafa Lekvara. It refers to the inner layer of a reed, but the outer layer of the shear is to make two batim, he interweave woof reeds above and below the warp reeds for a sieve. Tani, Hutzin Kedelasos Oizen Nekfifa Mitzvahs. The Vaisa says that palm leaves, the shear is to make a handle for a tzuri basket made from palm leaves. Adonat Alma Be'elein Rekichaya. From Be'elein Keshaya Kedelasos Sefira. We say that this refers to soft leaves. If they're hard, the shear is to make a brim at the top of the basket. Hoitzi, say shnei, nitzarim, chayev, teri dekel, shnayim, zmoris, nitzir, shnayim, in the behemu, kraipik, di, im la'itzim, kushir, ha'itzim. One who was moitzi two peeled date branches is liable. If he was moitzi date shoots, the shear is two. Vine branches, if they are to plant, the shear is two. If they are for an animal to eat, the shear is to fill the mouth of a kid. If they are for wood, which is fuel, then the shear is like for wood, which is to cook a light egg. Oisi shtei nimen miznavasus miznavapor achaya shikin matkinen oisam lenishvin. If one was mostly two hairs from the tail of a horse or cow, he's liable because people make them into traps. Difei chazir istanetani shtayim istanetani achas. One was mostly hard hairs over a pig's spine. Some teach that the shear is two and some teach one. Mandama shtayim bi'ilein v'kichasa mandama achas bi'ilein k'shiasa. The one who says two refers to soft hairs. The one who says one refers to hard hairs. Galinim lenatir shtayim lebehema kolapi chazir kamahu malepiv achas achayim oimim cheshbon chamesh. Eight pits, if they're for planting, the shear is two. If they're for an animal, the shear is to fill a pig's mouth. How much to fill his mouth? It's one. Others say if they are for a simon, means to remember an amount, the shear is five. Hoitzi seir eze zakonis im la'ichlim kumageris im behema kolapi kadi im la'itzim kushir a'itzim im la'azoya kushir a'azoya. If one was moitzi, seer, hyssop, or koranus, which is different kinds of wood that are not normally eaten. If it's for human consumption, the shear is a kugugeris. If it's for an animal, the shear is to fill a kid's mouth. If it's for wood, the shear is like, for wood means to cook a light egg. If hyssop is for hazar, which is sprinkling the paradumal waters, the shear is what is needed for hazar, meaning three stalks. The Mishnah says, Rabbi says it's in order to measure a child's foot, for the sake of making shoes. Vavad cotton shoe yudel in all. It must be a child who knows how to put on shoes. Hamoiti keshe mochsin, which is said if one might take out a tax receipt, he's liable. Tani hoitzi keshe mochsin, actually, hiru le mochus chayev, mishiru le mochus pater. The vice says if one was moitzi a tax receipt before he showed it to the tax collector, he's liable. If he was moitzi after he showed it to him, then he's exempt. Vyodoime, Af Mishiru Lemuchas Chayev Shiroi La Oisei Lemuchas Acher. Yehuda says that even after he showed it to the tax collector, he's liable, but it's useful to show it to another tax collector. Oitzi Shtah Chayev Ad Shilayiru Lebal Chayev Chayev Mishiru Lebal Chayev Pater. One was Moitzi a loan document that he paid before he showed it to the creditor, he's liable. If he was Moitzi after he showed it to the creditor, he's exempt. Rabbi Yehuda Ime Af Mishiru Lebal Chayev Chayev Shiroi La Oisei Lebal Chayev Acher. He just says even after he showed it to the creditor, he's liable because it's useful to show it to another potential creditor to show that he pays his debts. Nia Machuk, the Mishnah said paper that had been erased is in order to wrap around a small bottle of fragrance. Tani im yeshboi halak v'derechtev shtei oisyes chayev. The Bible says if it has a blank space that was never written on or erased in order to write two letters, then he's liable.